Radio Taïga et Folk on the Rock présentent
le
Actualité musicale au territoire du Nord-Ouest. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue sur notre émission de l'Allonge. Aujourd'hui, nous avons l'immense plaisir d'accueillir Amoy, une artiste de renom dans le monde du reggae. Nous allons plonger dans une conversation passionnante sur sa musique, ses influences et ses aspirations. Tout d'abord, commençons par découvrir ce qu'elle nous réserve pour son premier passage ici au festival Folk on the Rocks 2024.
Well, this is my first time coming out to Yellowknife. And so they're going to be getting to see me do what I do, reggae, which is reggae fusion, bringing that out to that, you know, the island vibe to that side, in a new, this is totally new for them and for me. Mm. New introduction, basically. So they're going to get a little bit of the older music and the current music that I'm doing today, so that they get a, you know, an idea of the kind of artist and the kind of music that I create, which is more about empowering people through music and healing people through music. So it's going to be music that feels good for the soul, and it's going to be uplifting, it's going to be moving. Unfortunately, for this time around, it won't be the full band. I'm normally a 6-piece band, but for this first show that we're doing, it's going to be half of that. So it's going to be 3 of us. But it's still going to feel powerful and intimate and fun and energetic, the show. So I'm totally looking forward to it.
Wow, vous l'aurez compris donc, c'est une performance qui s'annonce vraiment haute en couleur pour cette édition du festival Folk on the Rocks. Amoy nous a également parlé de son enfance en Jamaïque et de l'impact de sa grand-mère sur sa vie. Elle se confie sur la façon dont son héritage a façonné sa musique actuelle.
It impacted everything about me, to be honest. So just the music, just my lifestyle, just the way that I see myself. My grandmother was a very strong woman. She was the cornerstone of the family and the matriarch, obviously. But she raised so many of us. I have a huge family. Between them, they had 13 children. Just imagine how big that family, and just on my mother's side alone. And so a lot of my upbringing was carved out from watching her and seeing how she carried herself. There were times that she would, when she cooked meals, it was not just for the family. There were a lot of, we were raised in the ghetto. That's what you'd call it. It's a very small village. We didn't have a lot, but she didn't make us think that way. We didn't feel like we were, you know, at a disadvantage, because she just made sure that we had everything that we needed. And it was more so love and joy and the comfort and the safety of her being around and watching over us. And so I was talking about how she would, you know, cook meals for the family, and it's a huge family. But there was people in the community that didn't have, they were bedridden or elderly and were not able to cook for themselves. And she would, you know, cook enough so that we would then deliver food to these people who were, you know, a little bit less, not as, you know, they didn't have it as much. And so seeing her, just the way that she lived her life impacted me a lot. And with the music alone, my grandfather played the banjo and the guitar and the harmonica in the church, and they all sang. My family is a singing family. So it was inevitable that I was going to get into music, even though they wanted me to just pursue it as a hobby. For me, music was my calling, because outside of the gospel music or inspirational music, the only other artist that they allowed us to listen to was Bob Marley. So Bob Marley became one of my biggest influences. I love the writing of his music, and just how powerful and still relevant his music is today as it was then. And so the music that I make is in the same kind of vein. It is motivating people, inspiring people, activating people. I call myself a light worker and an activator. The music is meant to activate people so that they when they see or hear me sing and do what I do, the intent is that the energy throughout the music will affect them in a way that they're activated to go out in the world and do, find out what they love.
Une musique riche de sens que nous dévoilera pour cette édition du Festival Folk on the Rocks à Moy. Elle nous a également évoqué son déménagement au Canada à un très jeune âge et nous dévoile comment cette transition a influencé son parcours musical.
The thing that I love about Canada and moving here, it was the opportunities. The opportunity to see that there's a possibility that going after my music was absolutely viable and a dream that I could literally, you know, not just chase it, but live it. Because I saw people like Julie Black Julie Black is an R&B singer here in Canada. And she went to the same church that I attended when I first came to Canada, Dundas Street Church of God, and seeing her and her peers doing music on a professional level, as a Jamaican as well. She's also Jamaican background. I saw her doing that, and that gave me the confidence and that I could do it too. So seeing that made me, you know, push myself. That, you know what, Amoy, you don't have to just go and do exactly what everybody is thinking that you should do. Music is given to me for a reason. I know that the universe didn't give me music just as a fluke or accident. I know this is my calling. So when I saw that she was doing that, even though my family was very disappointed when I decided to drop out of Seneca College. I was attending Seneca College at the time, studying travel and tourism. And then I decided, you know, this, pursuing that lane would be me feeding my pocket but starving my soul. And I say this all the time, but I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to feed my soul, and I knew that the rest would fall into place. And so I made that decision to drop out of school, out of that course, and pursue music. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. And also, just the multiculturalism. It's so multicultural here in Toronto. And hearing all these different genres of music, because I love music. I'm a lover of music. It's not just reggae for me. I do reggae fusion. So hearing and being exposed to all these different sounds and energies and cultures make me want to infuse that into my reggae and make it my own multidimensional sound. So you'll hear, I was introduced to electronic. You'll hear electronic in my music. Jazz, you'll hear jazz in my music. You'll hear R&B, hip-hop, all of it. It's just an eclectic sound and fused with reggae is what I do. So coming to Canada definitely made me want to stretch my wings and do more with the music instead of just staying in one box.
La musique d'Amoy est donc bien ancrée dans ses racines jamaïcaines et a su, suite à son arrivée au Canada, s'ouvrir vers de nouveaux horizons musicaux. Nominé 7 fois pour les Juno, une des distinctions les plus hautes que l'on retrouve dans l'industrie de la musique au Canada, Amoy se prépare pour sortir son nouvel album, The Shift. Il annonce marquer une nouvelle étape dans son voyage artistique, une exploration de sa propre transformation personnelle et spirituelle, une invitation pour les auditeurs à entreprendre leur propre voyage d'éveil et de croissance. En attendant la sortie de son nouvel album, voici un extrait de son album sorti en 2017, The Light, la chanson Soul Rebel. Et voilà, nous venons de plonger dans l'univers fascinant d'Amoy, une artiste engagée et inspirante. N'oubliez pas de venir la voir au live au Festival Folk on the Rocks 2024 du 19 au 21 juillet pour une expérience musicale inoubliable. Merci à vous tous et à bientôt pour un autre épisode de La Longe. La Longe, chronique musique de l'été, une production Média Ténois.